From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A Thanksgiving tale now about one turkey that's managed to avoid its traditional spot on the holiday table. It's hiding in the last place a hunter or butcher might look, New York City. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
It takes something pretty surprising to make a jaded New Yorker do a double take, but Vicky Braun whirled around when she spotted this large brown bird foraging in a flock of pigeons.
I'm working here 15 years, I've never seen this. Where could it possibly come from? Unreal.
And yet there it was, a wild turkey hen scratching the lawn of Battery Park, right there on the tip of Lower Manhattan. Braun thought someone might be pulling a prank. Walt Schwarma, a tourist from California, assumed it was something educational.
I thought it was an exhibit.
This being New York, there was speculation in the crowd that the turkey in the park might be a form of product placement from, say, Macy's or the Butterball Corporation. But E.J. McAdams from New York City Audubon set everyone straight. The wild turkey has apparently chosen to become a New Yorker.
It came here on its own.
Oh, really?
Yes. Walked down, we think from Westchester, but we first started getting calls about it on Riverside Park, yes.
That was last spring. Since then, McAdams says the bird has moved down the island of Manhattan, being spotted by birding paparazzi in all of the fashionable neighborhoods.
So Chelsea, West Village, Soho, and finally here in the Battery.
Where she is rapidly becoming as well photographed as the Statue of Liberty, which you can also see from the park. Some of the regular bench sitters here are calling her Zelda, and the name seems to fit. With her long neck and a coat of deep browns and olives, she has the look of a Ralph Lauren model, and the aloofness. She barely looks up as one tourist after another tries to get her attention. Nobody gets a response, which is probably good, since park officials are trying to keep people from harassing the turkey, especially around Thanksgiving. Not to give anyone any ideas, but wild turkeys are fetching up to $9 a pound in New York this year. And Jorge Morales from the restaurant Les Halles says they are the gourmet choice.
They have much more flavor than regular turkeys, but, you know, the meat is a little tougher, and it's more gamey.
Could you eat a turkey that's been living in a New York City park?
I think so. I don't see what's the problem, you know.
Wait. We should not even be talking about this. The fine for killing a bird in a New York City park can be up to $4,000. And with all of Zelda's admirers, she's probably the safest turkey in the nation on this holiday. The small worry for New York City officials is that she might not be the only one. Adrian Benepi, the parks commissioner, has spotted another turkey in Riverside Park this time, and he's heard of a flock terrorizing a psychiatric hospital on Staten Island.
Yeah, I'm beginning to start to see wild turkeys like very large pigeons.
Although wild turkeys almost went extinct a century ago, the rural population is now booming and looking for new habitat.
I was just thinking about how fast they've replicated in the wild and how quickly they seem to be adapting to urban areas. They might one day become somewhat of a pest species.
Imagine the beloved American wild turkey becoming the next despised pigeon, swarming the sidewalk, picking through the trash like rats. Zelda is lucky she got here first. For her, it's still this classic New York dream. A pretty gal from down on the farm moves to the big city, barely scratching out a living until the day she's discovered.
Oh my God, he's in a tree! He's in a tree! How cool is that?
And a star is born. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.